clauses. Listen to the sentences. Garima told her sister that her classmates were planning to visit the lotus temple. Next, my father gave me the book which has been published by NIOS. Next sentences, Gaurav will attend the meeting though he is unwell these days. Each sentence can be split in two parts. The sentences we have read above can be split in two parts. Let's see the first sentence and the two parts in which it has been split. Number one, Garima told her sister. Second part, that her classmates were planning to visit the lotus temple. Let's see the second sentence. First part, my father gave me the book. The second sentence says, which has been published by NIOS. Now let's see the third sentence. The first part says, Gaurav would attend the meeting. The second part of the sentence says, though he is unwell these days. Each part is called a clause. Each clause has a subject, verb, and maybe with or without an object. Each clause looks like a sentence, but each clause is not independent. Each sentence with more than one clause has a main principal clause and a subordinate clause. One of the clauses, though linked, yet is independent. Such a clause is called the principal clause or the main clause. The other clause is a dependent clause. It is known as the subordinate clause also. It is linked with a subordinate sentence connector by which words? That, which, though. Each subordinate clause has a function to perform. Subordinate clause functions as a noun clause or an adjective clause or an adverb clause. Now let's analyze each sentence. Garima told her sister that her classmates were planning to visit the lotus temple. My father gave me a book which has been published by NIOS. Gaurav will attend the meeting though he is unwell these days.